Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Come on and give God praise today. This is no ordinary worship, no ordinary day. You're not an ordinary person. God is not an ordinary God. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word for you. Hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. We are in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 and then 11 through 13. Again, that is 1 Samuel chapter 16. Verses 1 and then 11 through 13. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, Rossi.org. That's RAWSI.org. You can also stay connected with me online, Twitter at Rossi Williams, Facebook Rossi Williams, Instagram at Rossi Williams Law Group, and Rossi is spelled RAWSI. Now, the best way to ensure that you never miss any teaching is to follow the broadcast, so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern if you couldn't tune in live at 7. Follow by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters or message DS. D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as my itinerary, the ability to contact me, to see prior sermons, learn more about me, to donate, to support spreading the gospel, you can do all of that on my ministry website, Rossi.org, or donate through Cash App, $RossiWilliams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. And guess what? You can see this very powerful speech. People are sharing it all over, that I did for the NAACP on justice. Still haven't seen it at their Freedom Fund Black History Month Gala on Rossi.org. Just go there and you will see a link on the homepage that tells you to click here to see the video of the speech. It was really a blessing. Well, by now you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 1, and then we'll go down to verses 11 through 13. Reading from the KJV. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Verses 11 through 13. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him. for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he, meaning David, was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, last verse, and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Praise God for the reading of his word. Come on, wherever you are, just give God a hearty hallelujah. Our topic for today is today is your investiture. Today is your investiture. I'll spell that for you. INVESTITURE. 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 As an attorney, every now and then I receive, or attorneys, we receive these invitations. And across the top of the invitation, it will say, you are invited to the investiture. And underneath that, it will list the name of the person who is being honored. And in the legal field, when we receive this invitation, we are invited to the investiture. We know that that is a very, very proud moment for the person being invested. Because usually what it signifies is that this person is now officially being sworn in as a judge. You are invited to the investiture, for example, of Judge Rossi Williams. Now, an investiture does not only have to be for a judge, because the word investiture itself denotes a formal celebration of bestowing some type of honor or elevation of station or rank upon another person. So when the investiture is coming, that day is a day of celebration, because for wherever the person was in life before that day, he or she has now been elevated. Glory. Today is your investiture. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 and then verses 11 through 13 that I read unto you, God sent Samuel the prophet to go to Jesse to anoint David as king. David was to succeed Saul. And the difference here is that the people of Israel chose Saul, but God chose David. You see, when the people choose a king, when the people choose a leader, when the people choose a pastor, when the people bestow an investiture, it does not automatically mean that the person is whom God has anointed or whom God has appointed. People are fickle. People will bestow honor on you today because they love you, and they will take it away tomorrow because they read something on social media about you and now they hate you. People will lift you up on a pedestal today because you've done something to help them. And tomorrow they will be the first to run to the pedestal with pickets to tear you down because now you won't help them anymore. But when God appoints you, when God chooses you, glory, when God anoints you, then understand that the elevation will survive through every illness, every situation, every sin, every obstacle. Even later down the road when David sins, God still loves and has appointed him so much sends another prophet to rebuke him and to restore him. Today is your day of investiture. You see, when Samuel got there, Jesse paraded all of his sons before Samuel, except for the youngest, David, because Jesse didn't believe that David could have been the person that God wanted. See, this is another thing about investiture. People only look at you from the outside. They only see your past. They only see your flaws, or they only see the potential that they feel you are capable of. But when God bestows rank on you, when God bestows honor on you, when God anoints you, when God appoints you, it doesn't matter what anyone else says. It doesn't matter what anyone else does. They are incapable of removing the anointing off your life. They are incapable of closing doors that God has opened. They are incapable of bringing you down because God has bestowed the rank. If you paid attention in verse 1, God didn't say to Samuel, go and let me think about whom I will choose. Rather, he said, I've already chosen, glory, a successor. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, the Lord said, before you were even formed in the belly, I knew you. Before you even came out of the womb, I sanctified you. I called you. God knows the end before the beginning. In Isaiah 46:10, do you not understand, brothers and sisters, that whatever God has for you today, he'd already ordained it before you were even born. You were not a surprise to God. And we got to get ready to go into prayer. Your existence is not a surprise to God. Your needs are not a surprise to God. Come on and praise him. Your requests are not a surprise to God. Your battles, your illness, whatever you're going through, none of this was a surprise to God. Today, God is saying to you, I'm elevating your rank, glory, your investiture. Welcome to your investiture today. Let's go into prayer. Oh, Father, we praise you and we give you thanks. We give you glory. We just say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. Our souls say hallelujah. Father, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Hallelujah for the elevation. Hallelujah for the elevation. Hallelujah for the investiture. Hallelujah for seeing us as you see us and not as men see us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we come in your name today. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. Father, we give you praise and glory and we give you thanks. Lord, we thank you because before we were even formed, you knew us. Before we were born, you sanctified us. Before we came forth, you already put your seal of approval on us, gave us destiny and victory. So today, the announcement reads, hallelujah, welcome to the investiture of this brother and this sister. Because today they've been elevated. Today their lives have been changed. Today their needs have been met. And so, Father, we celebrate with them. We celebrate. We celebrate. We honor them today. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's done. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Oh, we've been waiting for this day. We say thank you. We're not going to backslide anymore. We're not going to be discouraged. We're not going to be, we're not going to let anyone invalidate us anymore. We say thank you. We've been elevated and appointed by you. In the name of Jesus, everybody, wherever you are, just begin to thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you for my elevation. Tell them again, the lines are muted. No one can hear you, including me. Say, Lord, I thank you for my elevation. Oh, come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to give the altar call, and then I will end with your task for today. Keep on praising him. For those of you who are unsaved, who are backslidden, who before today thought that you were not even worthy of God's love, appointment, glory, his anointing, that you had no worth in this earth, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I receive my elevation. I receive my promotion. I receive my validation. I am loved. I am worthy. I am wonderfully made. I have purpose. I will do miracles through your power. I will change the world and make it a better place. One person, one day, one moment, one opportunity, one instance at a time. Today is my investiture. Hallelujah. Come on and give him praise. Amen. Just give God praise wherever you are. Now remember, hallelujah, to text the message or letters DF to phone number 33222 so you'll receive this message via text and you'll be able to bless someone else's soul who needs to hear it by sharing the text. Remember to go to rossi.org today so that you can see the video of the very powerful speech I made for the NAACP. Justice still haven't seen it. And for those who are reaching out to invite me to your ministry, remember you have to do it on my ministry site, not my law office site. So just go to rossi.org and in the contact page, enter your church information there, and I will get back to you. Please know that I am a litigator, which means that I go to court. So I cannot accept every invitation, but and sometimes I can just look at it and look at upcoming trial dates and know I can't come, but I will respond, and I do respond to every request. All right, everything you need is on rossi.org, rawsi.org. Remember to support the ministry as well. Our topic for today is your investiture. Your topic for today is to conduct yourself, carry yourself, speak and present yourself as someone who has been promoted. God has elevated you today. Your change has come. I'll see you in the morning. Go to rossi.org. Your investiture. You are it's been a long time coming, but I know.